I'm not gonna message him. I'm not. I've got rules, okay? Systems in place to keep this feral yearning on a leash. No DMs, no spirals, no waking up in the morning like, oh fuck, did I actually send that to some guy on the internet? I made this promise to myself, and I've kept it. Even when he moaned like that. The one I keep replaying in my head like a sick little ritual. Low, teasing, like he'd growl it into my ear while holding me still, saying,
this is what you came for, isn't it?
Even if he sounds like he'd fuck the mercy right out of me, I'm not gonna do it. Though, I'll admit, I have memorized the way his voice catches when he's close. That sharp inhale before the moan breaks open. Like he didn't mean for it to escape. I think about that part too much. The moment he lets go. The part of him that stops performing and just feels. And God, the part of me that's never really learned how to do that. That part of me wants to cry when I hear it. Fuck. Okay. But if I did message him, just to see, I wouldn't say anything wild. I'd keep it cute. Hi, I've been good, so very good, but your voice is not helping. You know, real casual-like. And if he messaged back, said something soft but sure, like,
tell me what you need.
I wouldn't even know what to say. Not right away. But I've thought about it. A lot. If we were in the same place, same room, same bed, he'd be calm, focused. He'd tell me to lie back, not touch myself, not yet. He'd want to see the way I squirm first. I imagine him tracing one finger up my thigh, making me shiver, telling me how he wants to feel every part of how I fall apart for him. That I don't get to come until he says so. Oh, and I'd be good. I'd try to be good. I'd arch just a little. Whimper. And he'd smile, I'm sure. Knowing. Smug. He'd slide his hands between my thighs. Part me. With two fingers, just enough to feel how soaked I already am, just enough to tease. And then he'd pull back, make me wait, make me ask, and I would, of course I would. He'd watch me breathe through it, desperate to be good. But the tension would build anyway, the pressure, the heat. The way his hand would hover, just to see how much I could take without begging. And then he'd give it to me. God, he'd give it to me so well. He'd start with those fingers again, spread me open like he already knows what's inside. He'd run them along either side of my clit, just close enough to make me ache. Let me settle into it, get used to the rhythm. And just when I start to breathe again, start to melt into the pressure, he'd slide them in. Deep. Slow. All the way to the knuckle, until I was gasping around him. It's not just the stretch, but the weight of it. The way he'd hold them there. Still. Rooted. Like he wants me to feel every inch of what I'm being given. And I do. God, I do. Clenching around him without meaning to. Just trying to keep him there. Then he'd curl them just so, and I'd lose it. My back arching without permission. A broken little sound slipping out before I can swallow it down. And he wouldn't say a word. Just breathe. Let the tension fill the room while I try to be good. try not to rock against his palm like the needy little brat I am. But I would. Of course I would. Just a little. And he'd feel it. That tiny grind, that tilt, that... I know I shouldn't, but maybe if I just... Then his thumb would find me, barely touching me, dragging across my clit, like he's blessing me with denial. And I'd whine, try to roll my hips just a little. But he'd pin me down, palm first against my thigh.
Stay still.
That'd be the first thing he says, and it would wreck me, because his fingers are already fucking me, steady and deliberate, like he's studying the way I grip his fingers every time I get close. And I'd be soaked for him, blushing, straining not to chase it, not yet, but he'd hear it, feel it, smell it, and he'd taunt me for it.
You've been thinking about this too much, haven't you? Couldn't stop touching yourself. Couldn't stop imagining how these fingers would feel.
I'd nod, spread my legs wider, just a little on instinct. And he'd just smile, that knowing smile, like he enjoys watching me pretend I still have any control. Then he'd speed up, hook his fingers again and again, until I'm sobbing into the sheets, clawing for something solid while my thighs tremble under him. The pressure would build too fast, too sharp, too fucking much. And just before I come, he'd stop. Just like that. Fingers still inside me, but not moving. And I'd want to scream. Not out loud. Not really. It'd probably come out all wrecked, a broken little noise in the back of my throat. Because I was right there, and he felt it, and he stopped anyway. Because he wants to hear me beg properly. His fingers stay buried in me, and I hate him. God, I hate him so much in that moment. For being so obscenely good at this that he can stop me right at the edge and just wait. No rhythm, no friction, just pressure. And the slow, brutal ache of a climax that won't fucking come. I try to move. Try to grind down, chase it, do anything. But his other hand's already at my hip, holding me down.
You were close.
He says it like it's nothing. Like he didn't just feel me clamp down around his fingers and stop anyway. But I can hear it. The smirk underneath. Proud of what I've become under his hands. Undone, open, flushed, and helpless. And still not getting what I want. I try to clench around his fingers. Try to create anything that'll push me back towards the edge. But it's useless. He won't budge. And the worst part, the truly evil part, he moans. Just once. Low. Soft. Like controlling me is getting to him. Like my denial is his reward. And I whimper. Because what the fuck else is there to do? Because I can't take this. But I want to. God. I want to. I want to take it. I want to be good and earn it. And he knows that. It's written all over me. The open legs, the bitten lip, the wrecked little gasps I keep giving him for free. So I say it, quiet, barely audible, soaked in shame and heat and needing so bad I could cry. Please. He doesn't move, not at first. He just tilts his head, like he doesn't hear me or he's giving me one chance to correct myself.
Louder.
I swallow hard. Thighs shaking. Voice caught somewhere between fuck you and use me. It's not that I don't want to say it. It's that I know the second I do, he owns me.
And say it like you actually want it.
And I do. My voice breaks open, cracked, soaked, breathless. Please, please let me come. He breathes it in like it's oxygen, like he's been starving for it. And then he moves. Not his hands, not the fingers inside me. Him. He shifts back, drags his fingers from me, slow and wet, like he's savoring the sound of it, and I gasp. It's not relief, it's worse. Because then I see him. He leans back on his knees, eyes locked on mine, hand already working the waistband of his pants, and fuck. His cock springs free, thick and already leaking.
You want to come?
He asks. His voice is ragged, like holding back took something from him too.
Then you'll do it watching me.
And I do. How could I not? I stare as he wraps his fist around himself, stroking slow. He's flushed, jaw tight, breath coming shallow and sharp like he's been holding it in for me. His eyes never leave mine.
Oh, you think I can't see it?
His hand speeds up.
That pretty ache you're trying to hide. Don't move.
And fuck, he looks so good like this. The way his hips roll into his hand. The way his moans start slipping out in messy, uneven little bursts. Like he's trying to hold it together. But the image of me, legs open, cunt dripping, desperate, denied. It's breaking him. Oh, but he's right there, fucking himself to the sight of me. And it's too much. My hips twitch. My thighs tremble. My pulse is everywhere. Loud in my ears. Hot between my legs. And I know I shouldn't. I know. But I can't help it. My hand slips down. Just a little. Just one fingertip dragging through the wet mess he made of me. And then...
What the fuck did I just say?
His voice cuts through me. I freeze. Caught. My fingers already soaked. My body one touch away from snapping in half. He strokes slow.
Couldn't wait. Couldn't behave.
The tone, fond, like... He expected nothing less.
Look at you now. Dripping. Disobedient. And still thinking you'll get what you want.
And then he stands. Steps toward me with purpose. Still stroking himself. Slower now. Tighter. Like he's punishing his cock for letting me get away with it. His other hand presses to my thigh. Spreading me wider like he owns every inch of the space between my legs.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
And I do, barely. Fists clenched in the sheets, thighs shaking, every muscle in my body aching with restraint. He sinks to his knees at the edge of the bed, right between my legs. Close enough I can feel the heat of him. But he doesn't touch me. Not yet.
You want to come just from watching?
His voice drops. Low, firm, laced with control. Like he knows exactly what it does to me.
Then I'll give you something to watch.
He strokes himself again. Slow, intentional. Thumb teasing the tip like he's trying to keep it together. But I can see it. The tension. The unraveling. The way his muscles brace like he's seconds from losing control. And I'm just lying there. Open, shaking, soaked. Trying not to cry from how fucking badly I want to be touched.
Oh, this is what you wanted, Tease.
His voice cracks a little. He's breathing hard now.
Wanted to see how good I'd fuck you.
He shifts forward, knees parting my thighs like they belong to him. His cock brushes the inside of my leg, and I choke on my own breath.
No touching.
He doesn't even look at me when he says it. He's too focused on his hand, on the slick, filthy sound of it, on the way I'm whimpering now, just from watching.
Oh, you're gonna come. But only when I do. Oh.
And I nod, because I can't speak, can't breathe, can't do anything except stare. His hand gets sloppier, rougher. Like the sight of me is shoving him to the edge. He's moaning now, guttural, snarling little breaths, like he's furious. I feel this good without even touching me.
Fuck. Eyes on me.
He pants.
Oh, no begging. No touching. You want to come? You earn it. Oh, fuck.
And I'm trying. God, I'm trying. But he looks so good like this. The flush in his chest, the pulse in his throat, the way his hips stutter. And then his rhythm breaks. His jaw clenches. And I know he's about to lose it.
Fuck it.
It's a growl. It's a confession. And then he's on me. Hands on my thighs, dragging me to the edge of the bed. No pretense, no buildup, no mercy. His cock presses against me, relentless, and I sob in ecstasy.
Yeah, you want to come? You want to be a little brat and still get everything you beg for?
I nod, frantic.
Then fucking take it.
He pushes into me in one sharp, hungry stroke. Full, breathless. My cunt takes it, takes him, and he moans like he's the one being fucked. My back arches. A cry punches out of my lungs because, fuck, he feels so good. And he doesn't stop. He fucks me like he's starving. Like my body is the only thing that could possibly satisfy him. Like he's been waiting for this every single night I didn't message him.
Look at you, trying so hard to take it. Still so fucking wet. So fucking tight. You gonna come for me?
He fucks me harder, like that question wasn't rhetorical. Like, my answer is supposed to be yes, but it isn't. I don't give in. Not yet. Because I feel it. His pace faltering, cock twitching. He's close. So close. And I want him to know why. So I smirk, roll my hips just a little, whimper just enough to tempt him. And whisper, no. He growls, grabs my wrists, pins them above my head like it'll make me obedient.
Say it. Say you're gonna come.
And I choke on a laugh, because I could, but I won't. Not until he does. He curses louder this time, thrusts faltering, erratic, needy.
Oh, you little fuck.
And then he breaks. I feel it. The stutter in his hips. The moan torn from his throat. The way his body tenses as he spills inside me. Deep. Desperate. Undone. But he won't stop. He fucks me through it. His hands shake as they drag me closer. His voice is wrecked and reverent.
Please, please come for me.
And I do, because he asked for it so nicely. I come with his name in my mouth, his breath on my skin, his cock still throbbing inside me as I clench around it and make him moan again. And then, silence, except for breath and the fading sound of his control. Scattered all over my thighs. He collapses on top of me, spent, staggered. One hand beside my head, the other drags down my body like he's trying to understand how I beat him. His voice is quieter now, warm, dangerous.
I got you.
But we both know. I had him first. And for a moment, I let it linger. His weight, his breath, the way his fingers trace my skin like they still want more. I'm aching. And then I open my eyes. The room is quiet. The sheets are damp. My breath, still ragged, stutters against the silence. There's no one here. No voice in my ear, no hands holding me down. Just the afterglow. Just the ache. Just me. And I don't reach for my phone. Don't check the app. Don't even think about hitting send.